Earlier in the week, AM brought you the story on the melting permafrost on the edge of the Arctic Circle. Now, a new study has revealed increased melting at the other end of the globe. Using observations from 10 different satellite missions, a team of 50 scientists has confirmed that Greenland and Antarctica are both losing up to 3 times as much ice as they were in the 1990s. The Antarctic ice sheet contains approximately 60% of all fresh water on Earth. Environment reporter Sarah Clark spoke to the lead author of the new report, Dr. Andrew Shepherd from the University of Leeds.
Well, what we found, first of all, is that our estimates of the ice losses is now 2 or 3 times more reliable than the previous ones. And that's important because at the last IPCC assessment report, the uncertainty, particularly in Antarctica, was quite large. And in fact, it wasn't even clear whether Antarctica was growing or shrinking, which is a pretty fundamental issue. Now that we're able to improve the accuracy of the estimates, we can say for sure that Antarctica is losing ice as well as Greenland.
And at what rate?
That's the interesting thing. Greenland at the moment is losing 3 times as much ice as Antarctica. And in fact, many recent surveys have had it the other way around, at least that Antarctica and Greenland are not losing significantly different amounts of mass. But we see very big differences. So Antarctica is the smaller player in things right now. And in addition to that, although the ice loss over the past 20 years has been quite small, just 11 millimetres over the past 20 years, we see now that the ice sheets are losing 3 times as much ice today as they were 20 years ago. And so that it's on the increase.
Has this surprised you and the other scientists doing this research?
It certainly has, because there was a real question or uncertainty as to what the picture was. What was surprising was that we were able to perform this experiment without many hiccups.
And just confirming that the losses, they don't differ to what the IPCC has found?
The problem with the IPCC comparison is because they made their last assessment in 2007, and in fact, the last data they used was 2003. And what we see right now is since 2003, losses from Antarctica and Greenland have been on the up. And so it's not so easy to make a direct comparison because their results were based on data that were collected during the period when the two ice sheets were really not losing a great deal of ice at all. And so our comparison directly to the IPCC says that they were about right. However, we're 2 or 3 times more accurate than they were.
Looking at the Antarctic, numbers have indicated that the ice coverage there is actually growing. What have you found?
I guess you're referring to the sea ice, and that's the ice that floats on the sea surface. And that's a reflection of how the atmospheric climate and the oceanic climate are finely balanced. And in fact, it's true that the sea ice cover in Antarctica has been increasing, but in West Antarctica, we don't see that picture really at all. We just see a progressive acceleration of glaciers, which is causing more and more ice loss. And we think that that picture is consistent with oceanic warming in that area of Antarctica.
Professor Andrew Shepherd from the University of Leeds speaking to environment reporter Sarah Clark. The paper is published in the journal Science.